Hello and welcome to Thrive in Your Body, in Your Business and in Your Life, the podcast. I'm Amy Hayes. I am here to help inspire everybody into action, whether it's around your health or thriving inside your coaching or personal training business, or even just having a better fucking life. Because when you connect to who you are and be yourself and do the shit you want to do, then all of these things are easy, right? It comes down to holistic health, really. So anyway, today's podcast is about how it's up to you to make this time different. And this is really relevant for so many people, and it will be a bit of a short podcast, really quick, short and sharp reminder for you that if you are a woman who is really good at starting things, maybe even really good at seeing some progress or momentum moving forward, again, this can be with any area of your life. This can be with health goals, with weight loss goals, with growing your business, with making more money, with saving money, anything, right? But you feel as though eventually you get to a point where you give up on yourself and you abandon that goal and you abandon those actions and those non-negotiables you were taking at the start when you were feeling motivated and excited. And you start to self-sabotage. You start to stand in your own way. And don't worry, everybody fucking does it, right? But you might be someone that's frustrating and you're leaning into that. But guess what? This time gets to be different. And I have the tools and strategies for you to overcome that, right? I have always been fairly motivated myself, but I sometimes find I stop the pedals moving if something's happening in life. But now I can keep moving. I can reflect, I can pivot, I can adapt. Whereas back in the day, things used to probably stop me from moving forward. And I see it in clients all of the time. They start all guns blazing, one little thing goes wrong and it throws them right off their imaginary fucking path or wagon that they are on, especially with my health coaching ladies, right? Or in business where you hit imposter syndrome or you don't get the sale or something's happening there and you lose your confidence and you go stop yourself and you feel stuck in that moment. So if you're in that place right now where you are working towards something and your mind is starting to slow down a little bit, I want you to think, is this time going to be different? How can I make this time different? I want to remind you that it is completely up to you to ensure that this time is actually different. You do follow through. You do get to that goal that you want. And you do have the ability to do that. But one of the primarily things that is holding you back, it's living in the memories of the past, where you used to be and how you used to navigate things before. Sometimes our little belief system takes us back to all those times we did fail or get stuck in the comparison of when we were doing really well and maybe we're not feeling that right now. We're not feeling the spark, the motivation, whatever. And we are comparing ourselves to our old self, whether we have built the belief that we don't follow through and we can't do it. We don't trust ourselves, or we're comparing ourselves. And this time it is for you. This time the time is for you to do things different from ever before for where you're at. And you have to recognize that the version of us today, it's not who we were 6 months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Shit, we're probably different to what we were yesterday, right? We grow and we change. We change in our bodies, we change in our environments, we change our mind, we learn, we grow. Every single thing that we have been through has played a role in helping us become the person that we are today, the good, the bad, the ugly. And we are equipped to handle different challenges and different roadblocks a lot different to what we've ever been before. We're older, we're wiser than what we were yesterday, right? So when you know better, you can do better. And things that we've done in the past, it could be holding you back from moving forward in today. So what really happens if we're used to failing, we feel like we are letting ourselves down. And this is around our self-concept, right? We can either have a strong self-concept or a not so strong self-concept. And it's built the belief in these areas. We can get really stuck in the struggle story. And if you go back to one of my old podcasts about the salmon and the dolphin, which is fixed and growth mindset, you'll kind of understand the salmon story, the struggle story, where we continue to live with the belief that because this is how we handle things in the past, or because this is what happened in our life in the past, that this is what's meant to happen again. And I do want to remind you again, this could be the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Sometimes we've been a failure, other times we've been a success. And the now version of you is lightly comparing or taking that moment and remembering it and making it mean something else that it doesn't need to be today. And we're failing to realize that we start to live in the struggle story and the excuses. And this is what cock blocks you from getting where you want to get. So it's right now in this current moment that you actually have the opportunity to make this time different, to make this journey different. So what I want you to do is ask yourself, what are you going to do to make this journey different? Whether it is growing your business, whether it is working on a health goal, whatever it is that you are doing, are you going to navigate honest conversations with yourself and really be able to adapt in what you're doing? Are you going to call yourself out when you recognize your own self-sabotage? Are you going to be able to recognize that? Are you going to find a way to hold yourself accountable? I have clients all the time saying, I need you to hold me accountable. I need you to hold me accountable. And there's only so much I can do, right? There's only so much I can do. I can't do the shit for you. You have to do it as well. You have to show up for yourself and raise your standards here. What are you going to do to ensure that your journey forward from today is different than any journey in the past? What can you do? One of the most profound things that you can do in order to recognize is what I need to do to make sure this time is different. What do I need to do this time? So think about what was the cause of failing in the past, or even if you're at a stage where you're feeling like a messy in the middle and you've gone backwards right now and where you were thriving a few months ago, but now you're not. What were you doing to help you thrive? What are you not doing now? So whether you were failing in the past or you feel different on the other spectrum, what is it that caused the failing or caused the thriving? Because we want to implement those things that help us to thrive. And we want to recognize the things that happened with the failure and realize what stopped us from staying consistent when we want to achieve a similar goal or the same goal, like if it was weight loss or launching an offer. What were the expectations then and what are the expectations now? Were they unrealistic? What was it that you expected of yourself? Did you expect things to be perfect? Did you expect things to stay amazing all of the time without continuing to work on whatever it is you were working on? Did you have the all or nothing thinking? Or did you procrastinate? Or are you doing that now? Was it that you didn't believe that you're capable? Do you not believe that you're enough, that you're not good enough as you are? Do you believe it has to look a certain way? Or was it maybe that you didn't believe that you were deserving of having all those things you want and you stopped yourself from getting more? Your belief system and your self-concept, let's do a podcast on that, okay, is a massive part of if you will continue on to reach your goals or not. It's that trust you have in yourself. So we have to ask ourselves, what things about me actually need to change? What do we need to implement? Where do we need to keep moving through? We also have to understand that we do not go from being the person that we've been our entire lives to the person that we desire to be or want to be overnight. It doesn't happen overnight or in 4 weeks. It takes time. The person that you want to be so fucking badly, the person who's consistent, who takes care of their body, who feels good, who's in a healthy relationship, the person who's thriving in their business, a person who makes the impact she wants to be making, the financial freedom she wants, the person who gets to work on herself, to be the mother, the partner, the sister, the person that shows up for herself. Maybe you want the house of your dreams. Maybe you want your finances to be better. You can be those people. You can be that person, but what does she need? Bring awareness to what you need to change about yourself to secure those things in life. Little decisions on a daily basis, not just the big ones, not the big stuff, the little things. What are you eating? What are you doing with your time? What are you doing inside your business? What are you not doing as well? What are the conversations you're having? What are the thoughts you're having as well? What are the beliefs you're having? As someone that I always take a long look at myself and I always self-reflect of what's going on, and I suggest you to do that too. So what is it that you need to change? What's feeling challenging? What's not feeling good and what is feeling good? And then have the courage to change it. When we're doing the work, we don't see change happening as quickly as we want. And sometimes that's frustrating. And we wonder, what's the point of trying, or why should I even bother if it's not like an instant change, right? So the only way that things are going to be different moving forward is that we have to declare things are going to be different moving forward. You have to write the script. You have to write the movie yourself and make it different. And then you have to take action and not go back on that statement. You have to back up the statement. You have to take action on the things you say you are going to do, because talk is cheap. You have to walk the walk. And walking the walk on a consistent basis will guarantee that this time will be different. But if you've got to ask yourself, but you do have to ask yourself, who do you need to be to make sure that this time is different? Because it's up to nobody except for you. You have to step up. But you could make the decision everything today to wake up and say, you know what? No more quitting on myself, no more giving up. What are the small things I can do today? You have to name the moment that you want to quit, the ones where you're making the decisions you don't want to be making, eating the food, saying no to the training session or the walk, not showing up and posting your content, or not taking time to do the things you said you were going to do. These are the things that are holding you back. So where in the moments of your day can you step up and keep moving forward? You have to tell yourself that you're not going to do this anymore. This is exactly how I got through my binge eating and eating disorder behaviors years ago, right? I literally said to myself one day, and I remember it as clear as day, out by the pool thinking, and I just said, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to allow that behavior. I'm not going to take the tablet, drink the tea, do that punishment to myself anymore. And that opened a world of a 3-year journey moving forward to have the freedom that I have now in my relationship with food, my relationship with my body and my health. And it was purely from, I'm not allowing it anymore. I'm not going to allow to be spoken to like that from myself or someone else. I'm not going to allow the scrolling anymore. I'm not going to allow saying no to my exercise when I could be doing it. I'm not going to allow to pick out of my children's lunchbox. Instead, I'm going to make a good macro balanced meal. I'm not going to allow the excuse that I'm not good enough to show up online and share my message. What are you not doing anymore? Don't allow the behavior anymore, because this time gets to be different and you get to choose. That is my short, sharp rant for today. I hope it comes as a reminder and gets you moving differently today, tomorrow, through the bullshit that is keeping you stuck, so that this time you can do this differently. You can show up for yourself and you can make a change. Good luck. Let me know how you go. And as always, thank you for being here.